We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Georgia Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker denying an explosive report by the Daily Beast, alleging the candidate who opposes abortion not only encouraged his then-girlfriend in 2009 to get an abortion herself, but paid for the procedure. The former NFL player quickly denied the allegations, tweeting, "This is a flat-out lie, and I deny this in the strongest possible terms." The Daily Beast says the woman, who asked not to be identified for privacy reasons, provided a receipt she says is from the clinic, a get-well card she said was from the Heisman Trophy winner, and an image of a check that appears to be from Walker for $700. Overnight on Fox News, Walker claimed it was a political attack.
"I never asked anyone to get an abortion. I never paid for an abortion."
He said he sends money to a lot of people.
"Do you know the woman that is making this allegation?"
"I have no idea, but it is a flat-out lie."
And now one of Walker's sons blasting his father's decision to run for office. Christian Walker, an outspoken conservative with a large social media following, tweeted, "Every family member of Herschel Walker asked him not to run for office," saying that his father chose to air out all of his dirty laundry in public while simultaneously lying about it.
I mean, this is who the GOP picks. This is who they support. This is their guy. This is Herschel Walker, and this is who they're sticking with. This is unbelievable. I mean, this man should not even be in the Georgia College Hall of Fame, let alone in the U.S. Senate. Honestly, at this point, with all of the, I mean, holding guns to, girlfriends and ex-wives' heads, threatening violence against his baby mamas. He's got four kids from four different women, and he's been a father to zero of them. How is this the Family Values Party's guy? How is that? Look, you could say he's the most unqualified, disastrous candidate for Congress since, Marjorie Taylor Greene, also elected in Georgia, right? I mean, this is just so, but here he is running for the United States Senate, which is supposed to be the most austere, the most deliberative body in our deliberate. He probably thinks deliberative means on purpose. Do you know? I mean, he probably thinks deliberative is like it's like Grubhub or something. You call deliberative and they show up at your door with food. This is really sad. This is unbelievable. And now he says he's going to sue the Daily Beast over this story about an abortion that he paid for, as he screams and yells that abortion is murder and abortion is something that no one should be able to have access to, even if they're raped, even if it's incest, even whatever, even if their baby is developed without a head or organs or body parts or whatever. I mean, this is so crazy. This is so crass. This is so, I mean, the GOP is literally using you as, dupes. Really? These are their candidates? These are the people that they run? I mean, Paul Gosar, his family. Listen, Paul Gosar's family, his family came out and tried to tell you the same thing about Paul Gosar. Remember, Arizona. Paul Gosar's family, his sister, his brother, I think he's from a family of seven or eight kids, and every one of them appeared on the TV saying, "Our brother is there's something wrong with him. He is an emotionally unstable human being. He is a racist. He's a birther." And the GOP said, "He's our guy. That's the one. Pick him. Get him." The woman who is, claiming that that Herschel Walker paid for her abortion after he got her pregnant out of wedlock. Oh, yes. She actually has the check for the abortion, $575. She was able to produce the image of the check because you know how banking online works now, right? You can see your checks. She also was able to produce a get well card that was sent to her by Herschel Walker and a $700 check that he wrote to her to cover the $575 from the abortion. And when confronted with this, he's like, "They're trying to scare me. They don't want me to talk about, things that are important. I'm a Christian man. I deny this, whatever."
"You sent a $700 check. and that you sent it in a get well card. The get well card, it looks like it's included with your signature on in the article. Have you seen it? And is that your signature?
I haven't seen it, but you know, I can tell you, I send out so many get well, send out so much of anything, but I can tell you right now, I never asked anyone to get an abortion. I never paid for an abortion, and it's a lie. And I'm going to continue to fight. You know, I tell you, that's what they want. They want this seat. But right now, they've energized me even more. And they're not going to take the seat. So they better work it even harder because they've jeopardized my kids. They've jeopardized my family. They think they can threaten me. They think they can scare me.
What? What do you mean they threaten your kids? What are you talking about? You held a gun to your son's mother's head. Your son and his mother had to move 6 different times to try to escape your violent attacks upon them. I mean, this is like sheer projection. This is unbelievable, you know, a delusion is what it is. And his son, who is a conservative right-wing influencer, is that what we're calling, you know, people that advocate for conservatism now? I mean, I don't know, but his son is like beside himself saying, we all told my dad that if he was going to run, what he needed to do was say up front all the things that he had ever done that were bad, make amends for it, atone for it, say that, you know, now he's, you know, found Jesus and he's saved and he would never do these things again. And this is what, you know, but he's lying instead. He's lying.
I stayed silent as the atrocities committed against my mom were downplayed. I stayed silent when it came out that my father, Herschel Walker, had all these random kids across the country, none of whom he raised. And you know my favorite issue to talk about is father absence. Surprise, because it affected me. That's why I talk about it all the time, because it affected me. Family values, people. He has 4 kids, 4 different women, wasn't in the house raising one of them. Mm. He was out having sex with other women. Do you care about family values? I was silent lie after lie after lie. The abortion card drops yesterday. It's literally his handwriting in the card. They say they have receipts, whatever. He gets on Twitter. He lies about it. Okay, I'm done. Done. Everything has been a lie. And so for the right to say I'm being suspicious for saying, hey, I'm done with the lies, when you all have been calling me saying, is this true about your dad? Gosh, we're not going to win Georgia, this candidate, all that's been you. You have no idea what I've been through in my life. You have no idea what me and my mom have survived. We could have ended this on day one. We haven't. I haven't told any stories. I'm just saying, don't lie. Don't lie on my mom. Don't lie on me. Don't lie on the lives you've destroyed and act like you're some moral family man. Y'all should care about that, conservatives. And then for people on the left to act as though I'm responsible for all of the things that he has done. I've talked about father episodes. I've talked all these issues because they've been close to me. Because they matter to me, because I went through it. That's why I've talked about it. So when you say, well, talk about your dad, but I am. I'm saying this behavior is atrocious. Don't come for me. You don't have to like my policy. You don't have to like me. You don't have to. I'm just saying I'm done with the lies. We were told at the beginning of this he was going to get ahead of his past, hold himself accountable, all of these different things, and that would have been fine. Go ahead. He didn't do any of that. Everything's been a lie. Everything's been downplayed. Everything's been cutting corners. The whole thing. And whose expense is that at? Me, my mom, as we're chased down by the media, we're terrorized, all these different things. People are questioning my authenticity. I'm done. Don't lie. Don't put this on me. This is a candidate issue, not a me issue. I wouldn't have spoken out if there weren't all these lies every day.
That's Christian Walker. That's one of Herschel Walker's kids. And obviously, he's been horribly affected by the fact that Herschel Walker fathered him, but never raised him, never got involved with him, never. And lies. Just lies and lies and lies. I'm waiting for, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene's kids to speak up. I'm waiting for Marjorie Taylor Greene's husband, who just divorced her, to say something. I'm waiting for the people around Kerry Lake to start screaming about lies and kowtowing to criminals and, you know, being doing one thing and saying another over and over and over again. It would be nice to see the Trump kids say something.